Federation of the Blind. Good morning, fellow Federationists.
Good morning!
I'd like to thank the Chamber of Commerce and the Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau for giving us this kind of weather, huh? Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to start this morning with what, for me, as a master of ceremonies, is truly a very, very special moment for the National Federation of the Blind. For many years, many of us have been mentored by a leader with a profound belief in the National Federation of the Blind and our philosophy. We had to send this favorite son of Michigan away around the nation for a while to fight our battles in Iowa, New York, and Alabama. The longtime president of the National Federation of the Blind of Michigan, he is what you call a Michigan favorite son. We love him so much. Here is a former treasurer of the NFB. God love him and joy, Alan Harris.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. We are, just to be sure, we are in the Big D, NFB in the Big D. That's where we are. Now, 15 years ago, we came to this very place to have another convention, and it was a grand convention. It was noted as the Roar of 94. You guys probably couldn't roar for me, could you?
Roar!
One more time.
Roar!
All right, it is not faded that much at all. Dr. Jernigan used to insist that we practice that back in 94, and we worked on it till we got to be pretty good with it. It truly is, as I came over this morning and worked among all of you, our federation is amazing. Our federation is ever strong, ever vigilant, ever moving forward. There is nothing like our federation. And you know why? The reason is every one of you. And I want to thank each of you who have participated. I want to thank all of the people who worked so hard with Kevin, center staff, and others who have worked to put this march together. It looks probably fairly easy from the outside, but there's a lot of work to it. So I want you to join me in saying NFB.
NFB!
In the Big D.
That's
NFB.
NFB!
In the Big D.
NFB.
In the Big D.
NFB.
That's you and me.
That's you and me.
Now it is my pleasure to introduce the real president of the National Federation of the Blind of Michigan. When I was leaving back in 1998/99, I called Fred with about 2 weeks to go and said, Fred, I'm leaving. You're the heir apparent, man. You're the president of the National Federation of the Blind. Fred had been preparing and became the president and has done a terrific job for us. So it truly is a pleasure for me to introduce to you a person with whom I've worked for many, many years, 25 or more, and whom I have great respect and regard for. So join me in welcoming the president of the National Federation of the Blind, Fred Wurzel.
NFB in the D! I'm so thrilled to follow Alan with an introduction like that. It's just having worked with Alan and been his protege for those many years, and it was just wonderful. And I just can't say enough good things. This is just the beginning. This is the beginning of something great for this week. As Dr. Maurer said the other day, when we are done here, the world will be different for blind people in the world. You and everybody here is going to make a difference. And I am so proud of our youth. I have my hero over there, Chelsea Henrisi, came on with the torch, and Jordan Castor and Jenny Wing Proctor, and a bunch of others of our youth from Michigan. We are so proud. We're so proud of all of our people that have helped in this. Kevin, you've done an awesome, awesome job. I can't wait for you all to come into the hall now. You are about to experience one of the greatest things you'll ever experience in your life. Get ready and come on in.
And as I say to my team, it's not about the me, it's about the we. Yeah. It's always about the we, baby. Thank you, Fred. Hey, Fred Wurzel?
Yes, sir.
Where are you going? I got something for you over here. See, I have this Braille coin in my hand. I have this Braille coin. Now, when I address conventions and conferences, I like to do a little trick. I take this Braille coin, the Louis Braille commemorative coin. Where can we get one of those Braille coins, by the way? Anybody know where you can get one of those coins? Yeah, yeah, usmint.gov, usmint.gov. Say it with me, usmint.gov, usmint.gov, usmint.gov. Some of the money goes to create Braille readers, Braille literacy programs. Let's go buy a Braille coin today. Now, Fred, I have this Braille coin. I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
I'd like you to pass it around, see if I get it back later today. Just pass it through the crowd. Go ahead. We'll see if I get it back later today. Somebody can come up later today at the Imagination Fun Table.
I gave it to Joy.
Gave it to Joy Harris. Oh, I'll never see that coin. Oh, long as you didn't give it to Larry Alexander. Larry, are you here? Larry Alexander is with the Detroit Convention and Visitors Bureau. And when you talk, yeah, absolutely. He got this weather ordered up. I think Larry worked real close with Mayor Bing and Father Gregory over here and got us some great weather here in Detroit. Let me just tell you guys, we don't often bring someone from the local chamber or the Convention and Visitors Bureau up here to introduce, but Larry and his team have been so extraordinary. I wanted to give him just a moment to greet all of the folks from Michigan and all across the USA from the National Federation of the Blind. Here's Larry Alexander, CEO, Convention and Visitors Bureau.
All these great signs here. I see people from South Carolina, from Illinois, from Kentucky, Florida, Alabama, Missouri, Massachusetts. Welcome, all of you. Where is that? Texas. Yes, my home state, Texas. Well, I want to thank you for the privilege of speaking to you this morning. As you can tell, we're extremely pleased that the National Federation of the Blind has chosen the Big D as home of this 69th annual convention and its March for Independence. You know, several months ago, Kevin and some of his staff came to our office to speak about the upcoming convention and his mission of helping blind people achieve self-confidence, self-respect, and complete integration into society. Now, Kevin's passion was infectious, and he certainly got our attention. Now, after working closely with him and the rest of his leadership team, we have concluded that the National Federation of the Blind is one of the most worthwhile organizations for providing human services to those who need it the most. Your mission is undeniably important to the blind of today and the future of blind children. I swear to you, Kevin, you can count on us to offer all of our support to make sure your visit to Detroit is successful and productive. I know that our hospitality providers, from our Convention Bureau staff to our hotels, restaurants, transportation providers, and other service providers, plan to roll out a very big welcome mat for you. You know, you've come to Detroit at a time when we face some challenges, as do other cities across the country. But like you, we are working for a positive future. We are witnessing the complete transformation of our region into a destination that propels the life sciences, medical, alternative energy, and alternative research and manufacturing into the forefront. And our tourism product has never been better. In the last decade, we've seen 3 new casinos, 2 downtown sports stadiums, a renovated riverfront, 5 new luxury hotels, and a brand new urban park drawn our landscape. We sincerely hope you get an opportunity to experience some of our gems. And at this time, our weather normally cooperates to be sure that you have a very successful stay, as witnessed by the sunshine this morning. Again, we wish all members of the National Federation of the Blind an enjoyable visit to Detroit. And thank you again for visiting the Big D. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks very much, Larry. Hey, Larry.
Yes.
I want to do something for you. You do not have to go to usmint.gov, because I'm going to give you a Louis Braille commemorative coin right here from the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate your entire staff. You know what? We might even come back to D. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? We'll see how this whole weather hangs in all week, Larry. We'll see how this holds out. We might even come back here, and I don't know, when do you think, Dr. Meyer, 2011? Well, we'll see what kind of deal we can get from Larry. Yeah, Larry. Some negotiation.
All right.
Well, it is my honor and my pleasure to introduce now the mayor of the city of the D. Most of us have heard of this man, not so much as a mayor yet. He has only begun to make his mark on Detroit. But we know him from being Bingo of the Detroit Pistons. A lot of us grew up listening to our transistors under the pillow at night. Don't want to age you, Mr. Mayor, but we would listen to you make those jumpers, man. And now you've jumped into the political arena. You're making changes for the citizens of Detroit. Please welcome the Honorable Mayor Dave Bing.
Thank you. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
I want to thank Kevin for making the commitment to have your convention here in the city of Detroit. I want to thank Larry Alexander for making sure that our convention bureau lays out the red carpet that you so much deserve. I want to look at and thank our city councilwoman for being here this morning, Joanne Watson. Yeah. And most of all, I want to thank all of you for your commitment to be here this week and understand that Detroit is the comeback city. The National Federation of the Blind is an organization that I became familiar with years ago because, unfortunately for me, as a five-year-old kid, I had a real bad accident. I had a nail stuck in my left eye, and I was a very poor kid, and my parents didn't have the insurance to take care of me to get an operation. So, in God's sight, He allowed me not to completely lose sight in that particular eye, and I was very fortunate to move on to a basketball career. And in my fifth year in the NBA, another very unfortunate thing happened to me. In a game that I played in, I had an opponent hit me in my right eye, and I had a detached retina in that eye. I was only 27 years old and thought that I'd never be able to play again. I understand what some of you are going through because for a 2 or 3 month period, I couldn't see. And I do understand so many of you what some of your challenges are. But you're here this morning, you're here this week, and we here in the city of Detroit will do everything that we possibly can to make this a good week for you. Continue to do what you do. Thank you for being here, and God bless.
Don't go away, Mr. Mayor. By the way, that coin I gave to Joy Harris, anybody know where that is? Don't all talk at once now. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, we appreciate you very much. And we want to say thank you very much to your officers, the police folks that were working with us this morning, working with our staff. It's not about the me, as you know, it is about the we. The City of Detroit and the National Federation of the Blind. Here is a Louis Braille commemorative coin just for you, sir.
Thank you, thank you. Enjoy your week.
Thank you, sir. Who's got that coin out there, by the way? I'd like to know. Who is that? Who has it? Look, later today I'll take any coins you have. You know, we've been working closely in the National Federation of the Blind with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. A former congressman and national leader heads up that alliance and is doing such incredible work during this difficult time for the automobile industry as we stand in the shadow of the General Motors Tower and work with our city of Detroit, the state of Michigan, and the nation to bring that industry back and at the same time make sure blind people are included for jobs and cars to make some noise. Cars to make some noise. We don't really care what kind of noise, just a little noise. Well, here's a man who's been making noise in so many ways for so long. I am so proud to introduce a friend of the National Federation of the Blind, Chairman McCarty.
Thank you. Good morning. Kevin, thanks for that introduction. Welcome to Detroit. Mayor Bing and Larry, thank you for the wonderful hospitality and the incredible weather. You know, in my political career, I've been to a number of national conventions, and I always look around for that banner out there for Oklahoma. Is there a sign out there for Oklahoma? Yeah, right here in front. Yes. As a Sooner, it's hard sometimes to hear all this Michigan music, but it's interesting for me to be able to welcome you to Detroit on behalf of the auto industry and the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. We represent 11 manufacturers worldwide, 1 out of 10 jobs in America. We have Japanese members, Toyota, Mazda, Mitsubishi, European members, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Volkswagen, Jaguar, Land Rover, and of course here in Detroit in the great state of Michigan, Ford, GM, and Chrysler. So this is a big part of the global economy. It's a big part of the U.S. economy, the largest single manufacturing sector in this country. And as you've heard, it is a difficult time for the industry, but like the mayor, we are come back. It's our innovation, our investments will help this economy recover. And even with this difficult times, we are committed to safety. And we have been pleased to work with the National Federation. And again, Dr. Maurer and the incredible staff, Rob Strasburger, who's my Vice President of Safety for the Alliance, has been spending a lot of time with the Society of Automobile Engineers and others working to ensure the safety of blind people around vehicles. And that's what we're going to talk about later this afternoon. But again, on behalf of the industry, I want to welcome you to Detroit and wish you the best for a successful convention. And again, thank you for the honor of being up here with you today. And if I can, Kevin, before I get off, I still serve on the Defense Policy Board for the Secretary of Defense, but was a member of the Armed Services Committee and chaired the House Intelligence Committee. And I can't get off the stage, especially so close to Independence Day, 4th of July, without extending my congratulations and utmost respect and admiration for our veterans that are up here today from Iraq. Blind veterans. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your family's commitment and sacrifice as well. And God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to hear from him later on. I'm excited about what he's going to have to say. Don't go anywhere. I have something for you. By the way, where's that coin? Anybody know where that coin is? I gave that? Joy, you're responsible for getting that back to me, you know. Mr. Chairman, thank you for being with us. Thank you for collaborating with the National Federation of the Blind. We're not so worried about blind people's safety around the cars. We're more care about the cars being safe around blind people. I may have that right. I'm not sure. Chairman, thank you. You know where to go get those for your family? You know the website? USMint.gov. USMint.gov. 1-800-USA-MINT. We raise money. Because we know that Braille readers are leaders in the National Federation of Blind. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that very much. God bless you. Not about the me, about the we, about the NFB. Mark Riccobono. Mark Riccobono is the executive director of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, Jernigan Institute. When we raise money through programs like our March for Independence, A Walk for Opportunity, to fund our Imagination Fund, much of that money goes to fund cutting-edge programs of the likes the world has never seen before. Programs for the blind of the nation and the world. Mark Riccobono heads up these programs. He's got a wonderful program for us this morning, spotlighting some of the groups of people that we in the NFB have empowered across this nation. Mark Riccobono.
Are the blind here in the Big D? Yeah! Our friends in Canada are wondering what's going on over here.
You know, 5 years ago, we started the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute from our dreams, the dreams of the blind, the first research and training institute, the only research and training institute developed and directed by us, the blind. And we also started the Imagination Fund, a unique way to not only fund our institute, but continue the torch of freedom that is essential to the work of the National Federation of the Blind. Our grassroots work in Michigan and in other states. I was hoping someone would shout another state.
Colorado!
Like Maryland! They're focused on passing that coin around, distracted by the Braille coin. So we have for you this morning a number of individuals who are going to talk very quickly about the wonderful work that touches lives. Our work impacts people. We deal in changing lives. And so to kick this off, as you know, 50% of the funds of the Imagination Fund go directly to our local affiliates in grants and in direct stipends. And so to kick this off, I'd like to introduce a member of the board of the National Federation of the Blind and president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. Yeah. Here's Patty Chang.
Hey. Good morning, fellow Federationists. What an incredible march. To imagine is to dream. In Illinois, we like to dream big. We imagined reaching out to senior citizens, legislators, and to youth with the torch of freedom and independence. We started a transitions club, and we called it Freedom Link. I am proud to say that today we have two of our Illinois families marching with us. In front of the stage is Marcus Boyer and his family. And I want to introduce you all to Joe Lamparis and his mom, Maureen. Joe is a participant in that transitions club called Freedom Link I just told you about, and I know for a fact that he likes this club. Maureen?
Thank you. We're so glad to be here, our first NFB convention. When we applied for the Freedom Link program, I had no idea what to expect. At the first meeting, I dropped off Joe downtown at the magnificent Harold Washington Library in a room packed with people. I was the only one with sight. I was a little hesitant and even fearful as I walked away with the other parents. I had no idea how the group would leave the library, let alone navigate the busy city, travel on various modes of transportation, and locate museums, restaurants, and theaters. However, after each action-packed session, Joe talked excitedly about his amazing experiences. He felt free to ask questions and explore. Throughout the month, he enjoyed communicating with his mentors and non-sighted peers via phone and email to help with the challenges he faces as a blind teen. Freedom Link provides the hands-on experience not available to Joe in the regular school setting or during weekly O&M sessions. We're grateful to the NFB for providing this opportunity, an exciting link to independence.
Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm 16. My favorite part of the Freedom Link program has been meeting new people. We had great conversations over delicious lunch, delicious meals, and a variety of restaurants. We traveled the city using trains, buses, and walked many blocks with our canes to guide us. We discussed the latest in technology and learned practical details like completing forms on the NFB website.
We visited
Snow Queen play using headsets for descriptive detail, and went on a boat ride for an architectural landscape tour. We had a talent show, learned about sewing and ironing independently, and even did some dancing. I can't thank you enough for offering these Freedom Link outings to me. I am now motivated to accomplish new tasks in the real world.
To our brothers and sisters in our Illinois affiliate who are taking a program that we developed at the Jernigan Institute, our Transition Club model program, and implementing it at the local level to change lives. We do programs at the national level and mentoring and in so many other areas to change lives. Well, we're in the Big D. We're also working on developing a car that blind people can drive. But next, I'd like to talk to you about how we change lives in inspiring the next generation of youth. For 5 years, we've had programs to inspire youth in science, technology, engineering, and math. And last year, we had our first junior science academy. We had 4 times as many families apply as we could accept. A need for more dollars. But the wonderful dollars that you raised did help many, many families. And so I'd like to introduce to you, actually they're going to introduce themselves, one of those wonderful families from the great state of Utah. Here are the Palmers.
My name is Megan Palmer. And I'm 12 years old and live in Salt Lake City, Utah. Last summer, my brother and I attended the first NFB Junior Science Academy. It was amazing. I had the opportunity to participate in hands-on activities about the earth and environmental science. Some of my favorite activities were creating a comet, constructing a barometer, and making a solar panel.
Yeah.
My favorite activity was spending a day away from my mom. We went with our blind mentors to Chesapeake Bay for the day, and I rode on a 4-story high zip line into the bay. It was an experience I will never forget. Thank you for raising money so that blind children can explore, discover, and dream big. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Marla Palmer, better known as Megan's mom. Wasn't she awesome? Yeah. I'm currently the president of the Utah Parents of Blind Children, but more importantly, I'm the mother to 3 beautiful children. I too had the opportunity to attend the Junior Science Academy with my 2 oldest children. During the program, we as parents were able to attend jam-packed sessions related to issues such as multisensory learning, Braille literacy, and creating successful IEPs. One of my favorite sessions involved cooking, traveling, and using a chainsaw under sleep shades. It was very empowering to know that non-visual techniques can be effective, and it dispelled my own fears regarding blindness. Just like Mark said, it's my understanding that those working at the Jernigan Institute had to turn down almost 100 extra applicants who were interested in this program. Let's work together to raise funds necessary so that every parent and every blind child can have opportunities that will educate, empower, and give reasons to dream big. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marla and Megan. And you know, Megan's a good example. People say, well, if you read print, you shouldn't read Braille and that sort of thing. Megan reads both. I'd like to also introduce a student that was at our Junior Science Academy. His family is here, and he's from Ohio. Where's Ohio? Boniface Womber is here from Ohio to talk to you about the Junior Science Academy. And by the way, you've all been mentoring him this morning, teaching him how to march, because in January, he's going to be marching with students from the Ohio School for the Blind. He's going to be marching in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. So here's Boniface.
Hi, I'm Boniface Womber, and I would like to thank Mr. Maurer and Mr. Riccobono for asking me to speak to you today. I just want to tell you what being a part of Junior Science Academy has meant to me. Before I went to JSA, I had good science instruction, but not a lot of hands-on learning. During the JSA, mostly everything I did was hands-on. This helped me understand better than I ever had before. I have an awareness of comets, craters, and other space things because we made models of them. I was so excited I couldn't wait to tell my dad. Also, the awesomest thing was that I met the author of Touch the Stars and Touch the Sun. This is great for me because I want to learn more about space and become an astronaut. I had blind role models at the camp. I know that my dream can come true for me someday because they paved the way. With Junior Science Academy and Space Camp, I can be prepared to fulfill my dream. I'm proud of all those NFB members who sent me on this mission. I promise that if you let me continue, I will not let you down. Thank you for this opportunity. Today to represent myself, my family, my school, and the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you for listening to me today, and God bless you all.
All right. Braille readers are leaders. Our final presentation, we had an affiliate that is South Carolina. South Carolina, where are you? He's up on stage. South Carolina that applied for an Imagination Fund grant to promote Braille. Braille in all sorts of ways. Braille across the country. To close the loop on innovative programs at our national level at the Jernigan Institute and at the grassroots level funded by the Imagination Fund. The reason that we march for independence today is the president of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, a member of the National Federation of Blind Board of Directors, Parnell Dix.
When a sighted child enters a public school classroom in the United States, it is assumed that the child will be taught to read. There are no meetings between school officials and parents. about whether reading and writing should be made a part of the child's curriculum. There are no inquiries or comprehensive assessments to identify an appropriate learning modality. A sighted child does not have to worry about getting school books on time or about having an instructor who is capable of teaching the child to read and write. But in the case of nearly every blind child living in our nation today, who under the laws of the United States of America is entitled to a free and appropriate public education, the situation is tragic. In fact, we are in the midst of a crisis today among America's blind children because in this 200th year since the birth of Louis Braille, only the very lucky among America's blind children are taught to read and write. Only the very lucky are able to receive their books on time. Only the very lucky are able to escape having to rely on readers and a good memory to complete academic requirements. In South Carolina, we have committed ourselves to promoting Braille literacy awareness. Today, I am proud to welcome to the platform a retired teacher of blind students, Ruth Collier, and one of Ruth's former students, Ravina Glover. Ravina Glover, now a successful blind adult, was among the very lucky because she had Ruth Collier for a teacher. Ruth gave Ravina the gift of Braille literacy. But not only that, she gave Ravina the gift of the National Federation of the Blind. And in honor of passing the torch from one generation to the next, I am delighted to present both to Ruth and to Ravina, the teacher and the student, a Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar. Congratulations to you both, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You guys are great. Thank you to all of you. Thank you. Some people wonder why we work so hard to raise the money in the National Federation of the Blind through the Imagination Fund. Why we work so hard to do that. And I think that we know why when we hear about those programs in Illinois, South Carolina, Junior Science Academy. That's why we do what we do in the National Federation of the Blind. As President Maurer would say, raise the money for the Imagination Fund so we can do even more work. On this stage this morning, you know, there was a time when if you were a wounded warrior in combat, serving in wars in our nation history, you would not remain in the service. But the National Federation of the Blind has been working for 69 years to change those myths and misconceptions, working with our military services, with veterans organizations. We have the National Association of Blind Veterans. Dwight Sayre is the president of that association. He is on the stage this morning. And with him on the platform this morning, I am so very humbled to introduce and recognize two active service members. They're active soldiers in the United States Army. They were blinded in our recent wars, yet they continue to serve. Captain Ivan Castro and his wonderful, charming wife, and Master Sergeant Jeffrey Mittman with us this morning. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, soldier. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! I want to recognize our sponsors before we have a true civil rights leader come speak to us to conclude our rally today. We do want to thank Pepsi. We want to thank DQ Systems, the American Printing House for the Blind, Vogue Lighting, K&R Industries. We want to thank Lanier Law Firm. Anybody want a car? Bob Maxey Ford, Chrysler Group, General Motors Chevrolet, Les Stanford Chevrolet, Cadillac Incorporated, the Detroit Convention, Metro and Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we also want everybody to go raise money for the Imagination Fund. We're going to do that, right? Yeah. That's what makes these programs possible, fellow Federationists. Where do you get those Braille coins, by the way? USMint.gov. You can also buy them at this convention. By the way, anybody know where my coin is? Anybody know? Joey Harris? Where the heck's my coin, Joe? You do? Oh, you are awesome, baby. Thank you very much. Well, it is truly a profound honor. This is the third rally we've had during the March for Independence, and I have had just the honor of introducing to our fellow Federationists and our host city, the citizens in the area, a true giant in civil rights for the blind. He is a man with a profound intellect, an independent spirit. He leads the blind of America. He teaches us. He leads us. Fellow Federationists, please welcome our president, Dr. Mark Maurer.
Welcome to Detroit, fellow Federationists. The Emancipation Proclamation, granting freedom to the slaves of rebellious states of the Union, was issued by President Abraham Lincoln on January 1, 1863. What is emancipation? We are told that it is the act of setting people free from somebody else's power or releasing them from dependence. When will the blind be emancipated? When will dependence be eliminated from our lives? When will others cease to assert that they have a right to control our destinies, to keep us in their power? Our emancipation comes from our own actions, comes when we have decided it will, comes from the plans we make and the decisions we put into effect. As long as the administrators of rehabilitation programs can decide for us whether we will attend college classes of our own choice or be subject to their decisions, as long as the college administrators can tell us that electronic books are for everybody else but not for us, as long as the officials in the Department of Education can tell us that our right to choose the program of rehabilitation training where we will learn Braille or independent travel is limited by the decisions they make. For just as long as this, we are confined, we are restricted, we are limited to the stultified imagination of ignorant bureaucrats. Do we have the right to learn?
Yes!
Do we have the right to read?
Yes!
Do we have the right to obtain rehabilitation training in the programs we find most beneficial?
Yes!
Why? Why do the bureaucrats always think that they know more about what is good for us than we know ourselves? This day we stride forth from the largest gathering of the blind to take place this year anywhere in the world. We take our destiny into our own hands, and we make our declarations with the joy that comes from an unquenchable determination. We have the power to march. We have the power to alter the future. We have the power of our own emancipation, and nothing can keep us from it. The process has already begun. We demand opportunity for ourselves and for those who come after us. We demand education for ourselves and for those who come after us. We demand access to information for ourselves and for those who come after us. We demand the right to full participation for ourselves, for those who are here, and for those who will come. We reject dependence. We reject control. We reject the notion that we are subject to the dictates of others. Our lives belong to us, and we demand all that the system of American law and political thought promises. Not in the future, not sometime beyond now, but today. Not in some remote location, but here. Not for a different generation, but for us and for those who come after us. We demand that this right be recognized, and we demand it now.
Banquet address on Wednesday evening. Fellow Federation, it's a little warm out here, don't you think?
Hey, baby.
We like to heat it up here on the river. Now, we were to have distinguished City Councilwoman and Motown legend Martha Reeves with us this morning so that we could be dancing in the streets. There has been a bit of a challenge between where she is now and where we are. So we're gonna sort of dance in the streets a different way. We're gonna boogie on back to the hotel and start the convention. That's what we're gonna do. That's the kind of dance that we're gonna do. At this very moment, some of the dignitaries on the stage are going to exit. Everyone here should stay where we are, please. Stay where we are. Those folks will be exiting to your right, to my left, and they will be getting into some tremendous automobiles. The Detroit D-Rod is over there, I believe. I think there's a Mustang convertible over there, I do believe. I think there's a classic Cadillac over there as we celebrate the NFB and the D, and they will lead our procession back to the hotel so that we can get the convention started on time. How's this rally been for you this morning? How are we doing? I do want to know where we get those Braille coins. Thank you very much. Joanne Watson of the Detroit City Council is here. Joanne Watson, one of our co-chairs, is here. Thank you very much, Joanne.
Thank you.
Why don't you say hello? Say hello. Say hello.
NFB United will never be defeated. NFB United will never be defeated. NFB United will never be defeated. God bless you. Thank you for being in Detroit.
Start that music. Fellow Federationists, God bless you. Let's go buy some Braille coins. Let's raise the money. We've got to sell 400,000 Braille coins to fund Braille Readers Are Leaders programs. Can we do it?
Yes.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Can we do it?
Yes.
God bless you. Let's hear some music. Let's head back to the hotel. We're going to head back from the same way we came. We are the National Federation of the Blind. Good morning. Have a great convention.
Yes.